This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Mary Louise Kelly.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. After nearly 3 months and millions of gallons of oil spilling into the Gulf, BP has stopped the flow from its leaking well, at least for now. The oil stopped flowing yesterday afternoon when BP closed the final valves on the well, leading to a tight new cap. And that video everyone's been watching on the web, it now shows no oil escaping into the sea.
But BP and federal officials caution this is only a temporary fix. In a moment, we'll find out what we can expect in the coming days as BP seeks a permanent solution. First, we'll hear from NPR's Greg Allen. He's on the Coast Guard cutter Resolute, which is stationed at the spill site 45 miles out in the Gulf.
We fly out from Plaquemines Parish, the toe of the Louisiana Boot, on a Coast Guard helicopter. It's not until we're about 15 miles from the well site that we begin to see streamers of weathered oil and sheen. Circling over the site, there are three offshore rigs and dozens of ships concentrated in a one-mile area. There's the A-Whale, the massive skimmer. Also, the ships that collect oil flowing up through standing risers, the Helix Producer, the Enterprise, and the Q4000, plus dozens of other skimmers and support vessels. Two of the rigs are drilling relief wells. The third is handling the sealing cap that finally is enabling BP to control the well. Our helicopter touches down on the Coast Guard cutter, Resolute.
Now, nice center on deck. Check the ship.
For the Coast Guard, this is a big ship, 210 feet with a crew of 70. Coast Guard Lieutenant Patrick Montgomery says it's an armada, an unprecedented concentration of ships in smaller boats.
In a close vicinity to the wellhead, we have approximately 65 vessels within a six-mile range and another 45 to 50 that are in a pretty close area from there. Having 65 vessels in a six-mile range is a controlled chaos. It's very dangerous out there, but so far we've been lucky with the great seamanship and the great cooperation between all the vessels.
The Resolute is based in St. Petersburg, Florida, and is usually deployed for search and rescue and homeland security, drug and migrant interdiction. Here at the source of the spill, it's providing support for the Coast Guard helicopters and boats. But it's also taken on a new mission in the last week, playing host to news organizations. After months of complaints about a lack of access to oiled areas and to the spill site, retired Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen promised to work with the press. The Coast Guard soon began ferrying reporters out to the Resolute. On the ship and all along the Gulf Coast, people are upbeat. For months, tens of thousands of barrels of oil a day have gushed from the open wellhead on the floor of the Gulf. Yesterday's news that BP has closed the sealing cap and finally stopped the flow was greeted by many with elation. BP's Doug Suttles, though, tried to keep his enthusiasm in check.
It's a great sight, but it's far from the finish line. It's not the time to celebrate, I don't think.
At the scene of the spill, the collection of ships and rigs, many here now just call the city, work continues. The cutter Resolute and other ships are withdrawing 6 miles away from the site today while BP conducts seismic testing. But the sense here is that after nearly 90 days, something important has happened. The oil has finally stopped flowing. Greg Allen, NPR News, on the Coast Guard cutter Resolute.